Employee choice and the bring your own device mentality of today's workplace definitely gaining momentum in the business environments out there. And many employees are choosing the Mac to get their work done. And that means many IT organizations are now saying we're supporting the Mac OS and the iOS platforms. If you're looking to attract top talent these days, we suggest that Mac needs to be on your radar. Hey there, everyone. I'm James Hilliard. And on our podcast today, pleased to have Terry Grossheim with us, a system engineer with PC Connection. She has over 10 years experience in Apple technologies and enterprise mobility. And Terry, I want to thank you for joining us here on Connection Point.
Thanks for having me, James.
I mentioned those 10 years. You've seen a lot of growth in terms of Mac adoption in the enterprise over those past 10 years. Small businesses, Fortune 500 companies, Macs are everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. You know, with employee choice and BYOD gaining momentum in business environments, many employees are choosing the Mac to get their work done. And many IT organizations are supporting not only the Mac OS, but also iOS.
Well, I want to dive a little deeper here again in some of the reasons you just brought up for end users, right? That BYOD idea. Let's go a little bit deeper. What else are you hearing from end users on why they're choosing Macs? Why do they want that at the office these days?
You know, the Mac has a ton of built-in functional technologies and features, the entire line from notebooks to desktops to mobile users. You know, the Mac has everything you need out of the box to get your work done. The Mac is also very intuitive and easy to use, which encourages productivity, right? You don't want to work harder to get your work done. Doesn't make sense. And, you know, last but not least, many organizations are using the Mac to attract top talent, which really translates to the Mac allowing employees to be more productive while they're at work.
Absolutely. And again, such a great following and people saying, hey, I want to work how I want to work. I don't want you, the company, telling me what to do. And so those organizations that are embracing that, I think, are leading the pack. That moves me to then, again, the other reasons orgs are choosing Macs today. Let's talk about the IT side of the house, right? The ones that are deploying technologies, that are managing technologies. Again, what are you hearing? Why is IT happy to be supporting Mac these days?
Correct. Obviously, you know, the end users are asking for the Mac and IT has to respond. And the reason why IT are adopting Macs and comfortable with deploying Macs is because they fit into existing business networks. They function out of the box with things like Microsoft Exchange. They also run business applications that are used for productivity and collaboration, things like Microsoft Office and the Windows OS. The Mac, as I mentioned, has a ton of built-in functional technologies, and that includes security. Things like Gatekeeper, Palo Alto 2 encryption, and VPN are all available on the Mac built-in. And last but not least, the Mac is ultra-reliable, built on that solid Unix foundation. It makes it easier and more manageable for IT folks to support Macs.
Now, let me ask you this question, Terry. Because in organizations, Macs might be newer to some IT folks. Are you hearing anyone saying, we do have some challenges though, right? We're bringing in Macs, but we don't quite have that skill set, right? We've been working on other platforms for such a long time. What road bumps, what speed bumps do they run into?
That's true. You know, most IT folks that are new to Mac, they're, you know, typically not familiar with the technologies, right? It's one of these things where, as you said, they've been working with other platforms and other technologies historically in business, and they're just not that familiar with OS X. Some of those things also involve integration techniques, you know, how to manage and deploy Macs, and also support options. And oftentimes, IT is not really sure where to obtain this information or even how to get started.
While I can understand that, I also, though, kind of assume once you work with a group that might be a little hesitant and they get some of the gear on hand and they start working, they find it almost as intuitive to manage as end users find to use the operating system on a Mac and really kind of navigate and work around and be productive?
True. Well, you know, what I do see is that, you know, obviously folks have the way that they manage and deploy machines. IT folks, you know, they have a strategy and a plan of working with their machines, right? OS X and Mac, while it does have a ton of great features and built-in functionality and is very intuitive to manage and deploy, there's still some hurdles and some things that IT folks, you know, need some education around. And once they learn about some of these proper techniques around management, deployment, integration, they find it very easy and manageable to incorporate Macs into their business environment.
Well, and Terry, that's where you and the team at PC Connection comes into play, right? You help customers overcome those challenges. Let's get a little personal here. You know, top two or three things that you're doing to help, again, these IT folks overcome that change, get up to speed.
We're doing things like leading Mac assessments on site. We can come out and visit with your IT staff and anyone else in the organization that might be a stakeholder and talk about proper techniques of deploying Mac into your business environment. We're also providing consultative services for even advanced projects, configuration, and deployment using not only Apple but also third-party technologies. Moreover, we have certified engineers that focus on enterprise-grade technologies, things like Active Directory or imaging and policy enforcement using OS X Server or Jamf Casper Suite. We also focus on things like managing OS X with mobile device management and the built-in securities such as Gatekeeper, FileVault 2, and VPN in Mac OS X.
Well, Terry, before I let you go, I want to share, you know, with our listeners kind of your top recommendations on why choosing an IT partner when looking to implement a Mac is really a good choice for most organizations.
Sure. Well, you know, partners like PC Connection offer a wide variety of services for an organization. When it comes to Apple hardware, we do provide a central place of procurement for not only your Macs, but you know also popular accessories and third-party solutions, as I mentioned, like MDM and Jamf Casper Suite. We're also better suited and offer more services for enterprise and small business customers than Apple retail and online. For instance, we have a configuration center facility that can do imaging and content loading of not only Macs but iOS devices as well. PC Connection is also experienced in a variety of Mac enterprise deployments, and we have on-staff specialists who assist with customized solutions. So depending on what your organization is looking for, we can really tailor the solution to make the Mac and almost any piece of Apple hardware work in the way that you're looking to make it work.
Hey, Terry, good stuff. That's where we're going to wrap up our conversation today. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And folks, integrating Mac into your organization, as you heard from Terry, can be easy when you engage the experts. If you want to learn more about the Mac-specific products and services available from PC Connection and to discover how Mac can differentiate your organization from the competition, then contact your account manager today. Of course, you can learn more online at pcconnection.com/appleservices, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. If you want to email, that is pretty simple. connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, my name is James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Connection Point.